It's All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Payette. Get ready for climate change, or at least understand what it's doing in your backyard. That's the premise of a new media project in northern Michigan. It's a web-based initiative called Nature Change. Joe Vandermeulen is running the project for the Conservation Resource Alliance. Vandermeulen says they hope to expand the conversation that's going on around this issue. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So what do you want people to know or understand about climate change?
We would like people to come to the site to be better informed about different aspects of the natural world and how they're changing and the speed at which they're changing. So when we look around the Grand Traverse area and we like the forested ridges, we know those forests are changing. It's been shown. So we'd like people to understand and through this website learn about what those changes are. Not just the ash trees dying, but the beech trees are dying. And if those things are dying, what might be replacing those trees? So what we're hoping is people learn and are able to have a conversation about how to respond to the changes in our natural world under duress, basically, because of the rapidity of invasive species, climate change, and development, and the changes those things bring about, the drivers of change.
So what are some of the responses to problems that we're seeing with the forests, with ash trees and beech trees?
Well, I think one of the stories is on right now is the Leelanau Conservancy developed a thing called the Palmer Woods Forest Preserve as a way to learn about how to have an ongoing productive forest be sustainable through these changes. They're aware of what's the diseases and the impacts of the diseases. Now the question is, can we experiment, can we grow a forest differently that is more effective and sustainable under these changing circumstances? So that's an organizational response. Volunteer conservationists, as we call them on the website, we have examples. Volunteers can go out and actually work with some of these organizations and plant new trees, plant new shrubs in response to some of the changes that we see. And we don't know what those changes will be, partly because this is all so new. Climate is changing and we haven't been through it before, so we don't know exactly. But we do know that preserving species diversity and preserving natural areas will give us the greatest shot at retaining some of the beauty of this area.
Briefly explain what's happening with beech trees, if you can, and what that has to do, what climate change has to do with that.
Well, I'm not a forester, but I can tell you that beech trees have been suffering from a type of scale. It's an insect that infects it attacks the tree and creates a problem with the tree's flow system, and it essentially kills the tree. And the beech scale, you can actually see it on some of the beech trees. It creates this kind of chalky white mess on the side of a tree, and it kind of almost, you're fluorescent. Anyway, the tree then loses its capacity to stand, and it breaks, snaps. They call it beech snap, and so a lot of the trees are dying because of the scale. The scale is an insect that is active during certain times of the year when you would imagine there's a growing season. The growing season is lengthening now because of climate change, so that many other insects have a longer period to be active.
Now, the last time I interviewed you in this room regarding a project like this, the word that was being used was resiliency, which you just used to describe being prepared for climate change. But I think in that project, you specifically were not using the phrase climate change. And I think there was an AP article about that work that said, don't say climate change. Why didn't we want to say climate change, but now you're using it?
Well, I think the biggest concern was climate warming. People often don't understand what that refers to, and it's a global scale thing. Climate change or climate disruption or climate variability are related things. So I think what we found is that over time, people have become familiar with the type of thing that's going on. We've heard a lot more about how climate might in fact be changing. And as individuals in our witness statements on this website, we have a number of people that are fairly well known in the community. We ask them, you know, what have you seen in your lifetime that's changed? And they very clearly say, birds have changed. Dr. Bill Scharf, who watches birds and has been for 40 years, will say the type of bird that is here is different and it's come from the south. And he says, I believe it's because the climate has changed. So we've become more familiar and I think a little more comfortable with that phrase, climate change. Climate variability is perhaps more useful sometimes, but it is a disruption in the current environmental regime.
And that's Joe Vandermeulen, who's running the new website, naturechange.org, for the Conservation Resource Alliance. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Peter Payette.